Debate is raging over how to create peace in another tumultuous region. Palestinian officials believe the road to peace and to achieving a state of their own runs through the United Nations. The Palestinian president is at the UN this week trying to line up votes. He plans to ask later in the week for full UN membership. Palestinian officials are also rallying their public to support the effort, as the World's Matthew Bell reports from Ramallah in the West Bank.
A small crowd of Palestinians rallied today in support of their president's efforts in New York. They unveiled a giant light blue chair as a symbol of what the Palestinian leadership is after. Palestine's right, a sign on the chair said, full membership in the United Nations. Looking on, store owner Hamdi Al-Tarifi says moving beyond the long-dead peace process towards something new is a good step.
You know, because these talks, they've been more than 20, it's around 20 years. And nothing happened on the ground. Just we will let the United Nations figure out the problems.
So what you're hearing from people in the neighborhood is they like it.
A lot of people, they support this idea. They say go forward. This is the only way.
The effort is likely a non-starter since the U.S. plans to use its veto in the U.N. Security Council. But university student Shadia Harfouch says Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is still doing the right thing.
The fact that Abbas is in the U.N. trying to declare a state or get full membership is in itself a very great task. It's in itself something that gives us pride.
Also mingling in the crowd is Sabri Saddam, an advisor to the Palestinian president. He says this show of support for Palestinian membership at the UN sends a clear message to the world.
It is time to end the occupation. The misery of the Palestinian people should not be entertained anymore, and that democracy and occupation don't go hand in hand. And they ought to be ended in a way that the Palestinians seek their freedom, their self-determination, alongside the state of Israel.
But about a mile down the road from the rally in the Al-Amari refugee camp, some Palestinians say they have mixed feelings about their president's quest for UN membership. Yusuf Al-Hajj is a 48-year-old butcher. He says Palestinians deserve a state like everyone else in the world. We want to be neighbors with Israel, he says. We don't want any violence. But he goes on to say that he is disappointed that President Abbas has not talked more about the rights of Palestinian refugees. Al-Hajj says he doesn't want compensation. He wants to be able to return to the village in Israel where his parents lived until 1948. That so-called right of return is a non-starter with Israel because allowing the descendants of Palestinian refugees to move back to Israel itself would mean the end of the Jewish majority. Another camp resident, 22-year-old Maram Omar, says she dreams about the creation of a Palestinian state, but the UN declaration would ruin what she ultimately wants. Omar says she prefers the one-state solution, the state of Palestine, that would include Haifa, Jaffa, Jerusalem, and the rest of historical Palestine, and that's why she doesn't support what the Palestinian leadership is trying to do by seeking UN membership in New York. UN membership would commit Palestinians to two states for two peoples. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell, Ramallah in the West Bank.